En jy is ingeskakel hier op Tygerberg, 'n minuut na 10, baie welkom, soos gewoonlik hier in Bonanza oomblik, bring ons net vir jou daai oomblik waar jy kan luister na hoe die Here 'n wonderbaarlike verandering in iemand anders se lewens gedoen het, hulle sê daar so 'n overflow in hoe dit ander mense se lewens aanraak. Dan ook om 10:30 vanoggend het ek 'n onderhoud met Dr. Dirk Herman, en hy is die bestuurshoof van Solidariteit, so moet dit nie mis nie, dis nou om 10:30. But first of all, my absolute joy to welcome Glenda McMinn. She's the president of Newham Cape Town, also of Beautiful Woman Retreats. Glenda, welcome, finally.
Thank you, Denise, and welcome to the listeners as well. Thank you for having me.
It's been a hectic morning so far?
Yes, it has, always.
Glenda, what is Newham about?
Newham was birthed out of a conference that took place in 2005 in Cape Town. And I fell in love with just the way that they ministered to women in particular. And I became the first overseas or foreign chapter in November 2006. It's a non-profit organization, and the team is made up of a group of volunteers. These women help women by counseling them and encouraging them through the Word of God. These women take us we take all cultures to a safe place of refreshment and healing, where they will find Jesus Christ particularly.
Yeah, okay. So, Glenda, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And I think that maybe just to explain, you know, life, this is a mom sitting here in front of us. Net vir die luisteraars, dit sê, dis 'n mama wat hier sit. En sy self het vele verantwoordelikhede. As jy self een is, of jy is 'n sorggewer, sy het in 'n spoed hier gekom. So sy het trappe opgehardloop en vinnig hier af met die gange. So sy is nog eers besig, sy is besig om nog haar asem terug te kry. Glenda, what is Newham's vision? But we first of all want to say warm welcome to
Thank you,
all right? This is a big family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a place, you know, it's like the woman at the well. It's a place of solitude. It's a place of prayer. And it's always conducted in a remote location. Mm. It's, you know, I don't like the term women's camp. I love women's camps, because when I go to a women's camp, it's very social. But a retreat, a Newham's vision for a retreat is, it's an oasis. It's a shelter serving as a place of safety, and it's a huge sanctuary for women across cultures.
Wow, amen. Retreat, it sounds immediately. You know, it just sort of changes the landscape, it changes the atmosphere immediately, that one knows you can just unwind.
Absolutely.
You can be real, and you can come before other women
Absolutely.
As well. A very, very nice, to call it a retreat, Glenda. Glenda, Newham Network, it's an acronym.
Yes, it's Network of Evangelical Women in Ministry, which is quite a mouthful for South African women. And so with permission from Newham in USA, we've asked them to please call it Beautiful Women Retreats. We'll still work under them, but obviously we just feel that women in Cape Town need to know that they are beautiful, and that they are and can be beautiful, and that the one who is all beautiful makes them that.
Amen.
So it's really, that's what it stands for.
So it's spelled N-E-W-I-N, Newham for short, and short left, so shall I say.
Yeah.
and then that's Beautiful Women Retreats. Now, you mentioned something, and I know we have our prepared questions, but I'm just going to, for a minute or so, move away from that. Is, you said it's the South African chapter, so where did you meet them?
Oh, my word. When I met them, I didn't even know what a chapter was. I mean, I just associated myself in knowing the word branch, and that always meant there was a boss. But what they really wanted was for somebody to do what they are doing in the United States. A chapter is really that we fall under Newham of America. It's called, you can find them on www.newham.com. These are also like us, a bunch of women who invest with their own finance and their own time. They bring their gifts, and they take women to a safe place of solitude and prayer. And so when I was asked to do this, I was already doing that. In fact, I was taking a few friends and we would meet at Mug and Bean in N1 City. And I, as a leader, was very lonely at the time. And I realized that there were so many others like me who were lonely. And so when this opportunity came, I first of all said to them, look, I'm already doing that, but I'm probably not doing it in the way that you are doing it. I take women and I just show them the Father and I show them Jesus and I remind them that there's the well. And so they were very excited about that and gave me permission to do that. And so it's been an exciting 10 years.
Yeah, wow, 10 years. What staying power, you know, you are actually showing in all of this. With, you know, Glenda, the wonderful thing about this, as leaders,
yes,
it is essential that we have overseers. People think, oh, you know, I'm a leader. I don't need to be held accountable. But some people do think like that. And, you know, and then one becomes a law unto yourself. I think it's wonderful. Wonderful that you sort of have this overseer and also you can bounce ideas off them and you can share your heart and they can pray for the chapter in South Africa as well.
And it's a huge, it's really such, a, for me, my relationship with New Home of America is purely relational because I'm a relative person and I'm a relational person. I love people. And so for me, it's not about God can, he owns the cattle on 1,000 deals.
Yeah.
So he provides the finance, but we have to work at relationships. We have to do that. He doesn't do that for us. And so with having the relationship with New Home, they've been very instrumental in being an accountability place for me to be at, where I'm accountable to them.
And if you've just tuned in, dit is Bonanza Oomblik. En saam met my in die ateljee is Glenda Mackman. Prachtige naam en van. En sy is van New Home Network of Evangelical Women in Ministry and Beautiful Women Retreats. Glenda, so what's New Home designed to do? I know you've alluded to quite a few already, but if you could really take us into the process.
The Network of Evangelical Women in Ministry, named New Home, but we work under the banner of Beautiful Women Retreats. We are designed to serve women who minister to others, strengthening them in their walk with the Lord Jesus by providing an opportunity for spiritual renewal, encouragement, and obviously social and networking. It also provides a place of safety via the structure of these retreats for all women from different cultural backgrounds across church walls, church areas, and ministries. And our hope is that these retreats will provide and inspire women to not only continue in their present ministry, but that it will also encourage women to follow the Lord wherever He leads them in the future. We want women to know just how much God loves them, and for them to leave our retreats feeling uplifted, encouraged, inspired, and for them to be able to grow through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In South Africa, we've also registered ourselves under the name Beautiful Women Retreats, and simply to make women aware, beautiful is not a popular word for women, because the first thing they do is to see the flaws in their face in a mirror. It's the first thing that they do is to see the flaws. But beautiful women is such a positive thing, and it makes women feel that they can come to a retreat just like they are, and they can find the one who makes them beautiful.
Absolutely. And, you know, Glenda, I was going to ask you, and I am going to ask you, what is your slogan? You know, a slogan, I'm thinking of another word for slogan, but I think that's that one thing that sort of, you know, keeps us reminding us of what it is all about. What is it at Beautiful Women Retreats and New Home?
When we first started 10 years ago, I wanted God to give me the vision of what He wanted for New Home. And one thing that I was very personally involved in was finding His lap and His heartbeat for myself. And so that has become the slogan for our retreats everywhere, every time, for the last 10 years. It's finding His lap and His heartbeat for you. And His lap is huge. His lap's all colorful. His lap's wide. There is no distance. There's no color. There's no time limit to finding His lap and His heartbeat for us.
And we know how John, you know, Jesus' favorite disciple, we know how he found Jesus' heartbeat and found His lap. He found the best place.
Yes, he did.
Hier is ingeskakel op Tygerberg 104 FM, dis Bonanza Oomblik, en saam met my in die ateljee Glenda Mackman, en sy is van New Home Network of Evangelical Women in Ministry and also Beautiful Women Retreats. Welcome back, Glenda.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
And I'm sitting with the president myself.
Oh, that's just a title.
Oh, Glenda, tell us a bit more about yourself. Who is Glenda? What makes you tick?
Oh. Glenda was born in Bontheuvel. I was born in Bontheuvel, one of seven children. I was then Glenda Ridderhof. And I've been involved in church ministry for about 25 years or more. I've been involved in women's ministry for the past 16 years, and I was always doing it out of my own need. Mm. I was always the one who needed first, and then I would take some others with me. I was born in a Christian home, and I've always had a strong love for Jesus, I think, always. I love people. I have a vision to help less secure women grow into mature, especially more contented women for God. I've known the call of God for ministry for a very long time. And it came through, it was always confirmed through many trials and loss, miscarriage, health, infertility. I'm growing into finding His lap and His heartbeat for me. I had the wonderful privilege of being chosen through the adoption process as mom to Daniel, who's now a hunky 16-year-old, building up his muscles, and Jessica, who's a lovely, lovely girl at 11 years old, and we've had them from the time they were born. They know no other parents. My husband and I, is Clive McMinn. He's a sweet, energetic, 6'4 man of God, and he loves to minister at the Betterway Community Church. We pastor at Betterway Community Church in Delft South, just behind Masibambisane High School. That's where you'll find us.
That's really in the heart of Delft.
Yes.
Area called, is it on the other side?
Delft South.
Suburban Bliss.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, we say in suburban blizzards.
Blizzards, yeah.
It's very busy. It's the biggest harvest I think I've ever seen for God.
Mm.
And it's a promising harvest. And we've been there 16 years.
Wow.
And our car drives to Delft on its own. Mm. We love it so much. We love just seeing God change people's lives every time, every day. And so we were sent out to plant this church 16 years ago, and we've seen God perform so many miracles in us and in the people that we work with. We've been married for 21 years this year we'll be married. And Clive McMinn is my rock and is truly my best friend.
And your gentle giant.
My gentle giant. He'll cry if somebody dies.
Glenda, really so many hats that you wear, you and your husband, Pastor Clive McMinn. How do you find your own relaxation?
Oh, put me in a hut. It doesn't have to have, you know, the five-star furnishings. Put me in a hut at the sea where I can see the sea with my favorite book. And I'm obviously kept young by my love for music. I've been a musician for the past 15 years. I'm a trained choir director, and I'm a voice coach, which
wow.
I'm quite rusty with at the moment because I'm so busy pastoring a church. But I work with a worship team. My biggest desire is to see heaven, along with every other woman that I'm able to, by the Holy Spirit's help, introduced to Jesus. I'd like to see heaven with everybody whose life I've impacted through Him.
Now, you know, Glenda, there's a story I heard, because we do a little bit of research, you know, before anybody comes on radio, and there was a time one has that person that's pinnacle in your worship team, and suddenly that person left, and now you sat with all these young music, you had no worship team, actually, to speak about, and then the Holy Spirit told you, so then why don't you teach them to play the keyboard, and
right.
You did that.
Well, I teach myself first to play the keyboard, and now I teach others. And we've actually started a music school because of that. So we teach young people. And I love working with the young people. They've got energy that I don't have.
And it's vibrant there at Betterway in Delft?
Very, very, very vibrant. When you come there, you need to prepare yourself for English, Afrikaans, and Xhosa.
Yeah.
And if you're from England, you'll find you'll enjoy it.
And if you're from America, you will
enjoy it. You'll always come back.
Glenda, so you said you do these wonderful retreats. When is your next one?
Our next one is now in November. We've only managed to have two this year because we're taking a bit of a furlough from ministry, first time in 16 years. But the next retreat at New
You're taking a furlough as in a holiday? Where are you going?
Oh, my word. For 16 years being in Delft, Clive has never had more than 2 months away from the church. I mean, two Sundays away from the church. And so this will be the first time in 16 years that he particularly will be away from the church for 2 and a bit months. So
wonderful.
Pray for him. I'm hoping he's going to cope with having nothing to do.
Yeah, but you're going with as a family.
We're going as a family.
Well?
We're taking the children. Somebody's wonderfully provided for us to be able to go to the United States and has paid our tickets. And we're probably going to be seeing Disney World for the first time in our lives. And, of course, Daniel wants to go and check out where Arnold Schwarzenegger does his weightlifting, because that's what he does.
Oh, Glenda, this is really... And your next retreat?
Is it? It's called Beyond Compare, and it's taking place at Seaville Glen Craig in Pringle Bay on the 4th to the 6th of November. It's an amazing venue with USA speakers Britt Dyer and Sheila Brown.
Wow.
Registration with deposits of $500 have already been paid. Some people are paying that already, so it's open. The balance of $900 can be paid until the end of October. The total cost is $1,400, and that includes this amazing venue with food and accommodation,
oh, wow,
and gifts included.
And a whole long weekend.
Oh, my word. It's going to be incredible, beyond compare.
Fantastic. So, Glenda, if one wants more information about the retreat, what do you do?
Oh, you can contact us on 076-2955-382. You can speak to Kayla Foree for that. Or you can email us at Newim, N-E-W-I-M for Mary at the end, at iafrica.com.
Maybe you should just give the cell number again.
Cell number is 076-2955-382.
553-382. There we have it. You know, something else I've heard is that there's a wonderful way you are able to just take in everybody in that. Yeah, we're sort of so careful to say it, but it's so wonderful that it's in fact the Rainbow Nation when you are at your retreats, and that's what we love to
see. Definitely, everybody. I don't think God meant these retreats just to be in Delft, because I'm in Delft, because He is everywhere.
Yeah.
And we've discovered over the 10 years that women have come from Fishhook, Somerset West. A girl drove down from Joburg.
Oh, wow.
So we have women coming from Durbanville, Paro, all parts, Hazendal, Athlone, very, very, very difficult areas in Cape Town. And then areas that don't look difficult, but the woman needs help.
Mm, you've had them in Paul, in Martha's Bury. This is the retreat. Monkey Valley
Beach Resort.
Wonderful.
Yes, we try and choose venues that will uplift the woman just the minute she walks in. She'll be uplifted.
Glenda, time for us to bid you goodbye. But before
Thank
we get
you.
To that, what is your take-home message for our listeners today?
Well, I first would like to say that radio in South Africa is a powerful tool, and Radio Tigerberg is a powerful, and it's a very godly tool here in South Africa, and we need to be encouraged and changed through this tool. And then secondly, I'd like to say that God can live through your broken pieces in your life. He is able to reveal Himself daily in our own personal lives. I believe that He is our only healer. He's been mine for a long time. He is our only healer and our only provider.
And Glenda, we want to say thank you to you for availing your time to be with us.
Thank you. It's been a real privilege for me. Thank you for having me.
Enjoy your 2 months in the United States of America on your 2 month holiday that you so desperately need.
Summer is coming.
And also the best with Better Way and
thank
with Beautiful
you.
Women Retreats.
Thank you.
And we've chosen specifically the song for you today because of your love for Jesus, which is evident
thank
speaking
you.
To you. And it's Hillsong's Keep Falling in Love.
Oh, thank you.
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you, Denise.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.